Okay, so I always write about and talk about the walk-ons because, to me, walk-ons are the heart of college football. You know, guys who are choosing to be here because they love the game. So talk me through, first, your walk-on process. Why did you decide to do it? Did you think of going to a lower level and you wanted to, you know, walk on bigger level? What was that process?
Yeah, so I only got recruited pretty much by, like, FCS level schools. And towards the end of my recruiting, I started talking more MAC, but I didn't get any offers. Mm-hmm. So my only offers were FCS, and I was just, like, I just felt like I kind of got, like...
That's fair.
Like, the short end of the stick in my recruiting.
I've had this same conversation. Yeah. Clayton Fedulum, everybody, you know, they have this same, like, I know I can do this, and, you know, I so what led you to decide to walk on?
Yeah, so Coach Shieldhouse was the running backs coach at the time, and he responded to one of my emails and was like, he said that he liked my film a lot, you know, and that all they could give me was a roster spot, and that was good enough for me. And I took my official to Dartmouth, and I took an official to Lehigh, and then at the end of the day, I was still like, I want the big show.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I can do that. So.
Yeah. Now, I've seen you at this camp running out with special teams a ton. So is that, you know, a lot of walk-ons talk about, you know, that's the opportunity to show the coaches, you know, maybe it's not at your position, but it's that, you know, do you see yourself like that? Do you want to, you know, get on the field however you can?
Yeah, I'm definitely, any way I can, I'll take the special teams. Like, I think I'll have some chances to get on the field with the offense as well. But definitely special teams are my best shot at this point.
And today you got a ton of carries with, you know, I guess, you know, Foster and Corbin are, you know, held out with injury, but still you're getting a ton of carries out there. You feel good in the offense and everything?
Yeah, I'm really comfortable. I know last year I was working mostly with the scout team, so I didn't really get a chance to get a good feel for all the plays and stuff, but in the spring I got a ton of reps as well, so it's just like I feel really comfortable with all the plays and formations and everything.
Now, after a full year of doing it, how do you feel about the walk-on life? Like, you know, it's a grind. You know, people don't really realize you know, you're doing the same thing the scholarship guys are doing, except for, you know, not some of the perks that they have. So how do you feel about it?
I think our coaching staff does they give everybody an equal opportunity. I mean, obviously, like, they'll give their guys the first shot, the benefit of the doubt at the beginning. But, you know, if you prove yourself, they give you the shot. So I think I did a pretty good job of showing them I'm a real player. So
they're
giving me the chance right now.
I've seen you on some coverage teams. Do you like tackling? Do you like that side of the ball?
Yeah, I never really got to play special teams that much in high school, so it's pretty exciting. I always thought I could play some safety or something, so I love playing. I love anything I can do. I love tackling, everything.
Yeah, so for people who aren't at practice and don't know you, describe yourself as a player. Like, you know, what do you see you bring to a team?
I definitely think I bring a lot of speed and versatility. I've been working a little bit out of the slot too, so I think I'm just an all-around, like, athlete is what I am, I think so.
Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate you talking to me.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Thanks, Christian. And Dalshan talked for a while and took off.